يتقيد بها الكنيسة للست العذراء. عشان كده في الإنجيل بتاع النهاردة بيقول معلمنا مرقس إن الجموع وهو بيعلمهم قالوا له: أمك هو ذا أمك وأخوتك خارجا يطلبونك. فبصر الحاضرين جميعا وقال لهم: من هي أمي ومن هم إخوتي؟ ونظر حوله وقال: ها أمي وإخوتي. للأسف الشديد إن سقطت آية في الترجمة الإنجليزي، بقيت الآية: من يصنع إرادة أبي وأخي وأختي وأمي. Today we celebrate the apparition of all holy mother, the mother of God, to the disciples on the 16th of Misra. And this is one of the most important feasts of the Lady Mother of God. Therefore we find the Holy Gospel of today, St. Mark writes that his mother and brothers were seeking outside the place which he was preaching in, were seeking him. The Lord said to them, "Who is my mother? And who is my brothers? And then, who are my brothers?" And then he looked around in a circle at those who sat about him and said, "Here is my mother and my brothers," because this who do the will, this who does the will of my father is my brother, my sister, and my mother. When we hear this verse, probably we think that the Lord, as he is denying or putting down a little bit his mother, Saint Mary. But no, because the Lord didn't say, "She is not my mother," but he said, "Who is my mother and my brothers?" And took it a good chance for him to explain to us that through the Mother of God we enter the family of God. احنا من خلال الست العذراء دخلنا في عيلة الله، في عيلة الله. يعني ايه؟ يعني بقينا من قرايب ربنا. ما بقتش العلاقة بين الإنسان وبين الله هي علاقة العبودية والسيادة، ولكن أصبحت العلاقة هي علاقة البنوة والقرابة والمحبة الأسرية. Through the mother of God, the relationship of the people to God elevated very very much. Not on the level of the slavery and masterhood, but on the level of sonship, motherhood, brotherhood, and sisterhood. Everyone who does the will of God is concerned considered in the eyes of God his brother or his sister or even his mother. أي واحد يسمع إرادة ربنا أصبح في عينين ربنا أخوه وأخته وأمه. إيه ده؟ الإنسان أخذ رتبة ما كانش يحلم بيها. There is a great difference between asking your master or your manager at work or the principal at the school and asking God. When you ask the first, you ask people in a position higher than you. But when you ask God, you ask your father, your brother. He considers you his sister, even his mother. شوف الدالة بقت قد إيه دلوقتي. أنا نفسي أقول لكم أحبائي إزاي الست العذراء يعني كانت هيرو في الحكاية دي. How did the mother of God was a symbol to us? No. As an example to us. She started the way in her relationship with God to open the way for us. That we do the same and maybe we reach the same if possible. When the angel came to St. Mary announcing her of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit, what did she say? I am the maid of the Lord. Let it be as you said. هوذا أنا أمة الرب فليكن لي كقولك. ست العذراء ما خدتش الرتبة دي من شوية. تصور إن ملاك يجي لأي بنت ويقول لها أنت هتبقي حامل. تفكر ازاي الناس هتمشي هتشوفها وهي ماشية. ازاي لو كانت مخطوبة ازاي خطبها يبصلها. لو كانت متجوزة وزوجها زي يوسف النجار عارف انه ما قرب لهاش هيبصلها ازاي. ما بصتش الحكاية دي نهائيا. هي بص لحاجة واحدة بس إن ده تكليف من ربنا وقالت هو ده أنا أمة الرب فليكن لي كقولا. This was a great lesson of submission. Do we submit ourselves, our lives in the hand of God? Are we ready to take the commandment of our Lord as an honor? Order from him. We obey joyfully. التسليم في حياة العذراء خلى العذراء تبقى أم الله. خلى العذراء أم الله. وزي ما كان فيه تسليم في حياة العذراء زي ما كان فيه احترام للإنسان من جانب الله. لم يشأ أن يبدأ الحمل إلا لما يستأذنها إلا لما يخبرها. ولما وافقت حصل الحبل الإلهي الفائق الوصف في بطن العذراء. As we obey his commandments he respects us as humans, as his children. He does not force us to anything as if he is taking our permission. If we agree, it could be for us. If we don't agree, we'll pay. We'll prevent ourselves from this blessing of the obedience of His commandments. Number one, submission. Number two, service. ست العذراء وضعت لنا طريق زي ما قال المسيح من يصنع إرادة أبي. إرادتك إيه يا رب؟ أن تخدموا بعضكم بعضا، أن تغسلوا بعضكم أقدام بعض. سانت ماري حارت to her relative Elizabeth. I went to her because she knew from the angel that she was pregnant of St. John the Baptist, and she hurried to her and entered her house and stayed with her the 3 months until the time of labor. Serving her, helping her, and it was a lesson to us. If we want that the Lord considers us His brothers or sisters or even mothers, we have to do the same. Submission, service. Number three, Motherhood. لما بلغ المسيح يسوع 12 سنة راحوا يسجدوا في أورشليم في العيد، ومشيوا فاكرين ان المسيح مع بقية الناس، بقية العيلة اللي مشي. وبعدين قعدوا يدوروا عليه، يوم ملقوهوش، يومين ملقوهوش، 3 أيام ملقوهوش، رجعوا إلى أورشليم. درس في أهمية الأمومة، درس في البحث عن أولادنا والاهتمام بأولادنا، وأيضا من الناحية الروحية درس أننا نبحث عن الرب يسوع ولا نسترح حتى نجده. أي صحيح المسيح كان عنده 12 سنة، لكن هو الله والعذراء بتدور عليه لأنه ما تقدرش تعيش من غيره. Was a lesson in motherhood that they were searching for our Lord Jesus Christ. Also a lesson for us to search for God. We cannot have any rest until we find Him and be with Him and be delighted with His presence in our lives. But submission, service, motherhood. What else? Intercession. ست العذراء في عرس قانا الجليل تتشفع من أجل الراجل الغلبان اللي في الفرح، اللي الخمر خلصت من عنده مش عارف يعمل ايه. تتشفع في الناس إلى الرب يسوع وتقول له الخمر فرغ من عندهم. Her intercession in the wedding of Cana of Galilee was a lesson to us to take care for each other. هي كانت ست العذراء مسؤولة عن الخمر خلص ولا ما خلصش. هي دي غلطتها، هي دي كانت غلطة ست العذراء إن الخمر خلصت من الفرح، كانتش غلطتها. لكن كان لازم تدور على حل، والحل لأنها تعرف ابنها ومخلصها، ابنها وإلهها ربنا يسوع، تعرف قدرته، ذهبت إليه وكان عنده الحل. It's a lesson. how to pray for each other. Sometimes we find our brothers, or one of our brothers, poor, in difficulty, or faces problems. What we say? ممكن نقول هو غلطان، وممكن نقول يستاهل، وممكن يقول كان لازم انه يعمل حساب النفقة، يدفع ثمن اللي عمله. اضعف الايمان نقول احنا مالنا، هنعمل له ايه؟ لكن العذراء ما عملتش كده. العذراء قدمت اقصى ما تستطيع، انها راحت تشفعت عند الرب يسوع حتى صنع لهم خمرا جيدا اجود من الخمر اللي كانت موجوده. لو شفت اخويا بيغرق في البحر هقول يستاهل، ما دام ما بيعرفش يقوم يدخل البحر ليه؟ ولا هرمي نفسي وراه واحاول انقذه؟ One day there was a king who didn't believe in God. And he had a minister, and this minister was believer, was Christian. And then one day the king said to the minister, how come that you say that God can take flesh and become just a man, just a person on earth? How come? And then the minister said to him, I will answer you tomorrow. He went to the babysitter of the son of the king and asked her to go at the edge of the lake in the palace, carrying the son, no, not the son, carrying a doll, لعبة, دمية, زي الباربي كده ولا بتاع, carrying it, and then he asked her to act as if the son of the king fell from her hands to the lake. And he asked her to do so when she sees him and the king looking from the window. On the other day, the king and the minister came, and then the babysitter came carrying as if the son of the king, and she threw him as if it was accidentally كده in the lake. And then the king hurried and threw himself in the lake trying to save his son from drowning. And then he found that it wasn't his son, it was just a doll. He became angry of the minister. And the minister laughed at him and said, you know, your majesty, this is what the Lord did for us. You saw as if your son is drowning in the lake. And you threw yourself without even thinking of asking anyone else to help him. And to throw himself to save him, you yourself, although you are the king of the kingdom and you have many others to help and to try to save your son, you threw yourself in the lake to save your son. This is what the Lord did for us. He came to our Lord, to our world. Neither angel nor archangel nor a prophet or anyone. ربنا يدينا نعم. دروس كتير من العذراء ما فيش وقت النهارده، لكن كفايه علينا ان احنا نعرف كلمه المسيح الخطيره. اللي عايز يبقى اخوه واخته وامه يعمل ارادته. submit yourself, serve the others, live caring to your children and also intercede and pray for your brothers in Christ. Now through our Lord Jesus Christ, through the Mother of God, we became all brothers and sisters in Christ. We are now a big family. Yes, every church has units, and these units are the small families, the father, the mother and the children. But in the church we are one family. ساعات واحد بيقول اشمعنى يعني انتوا قاعدين هنا في الكنيسه الرجاله هنا والستات هنا؟ ما في كنايس حاطين رجال على ستات على كله. احنا مش بنقول كده. احنا بنقول في الكنيسه كلنا عيله واحده. ما فيش انا في الكنيسه ومراتي واولادي، لا، انا في الكنيسه واللي جنبي ده اخويا. واللي جنبي من هنا اختي. عشان كده احنا بنعيش في الكنيسة بهذا المفهوم اعلى وادنى من المفهوم الاسري اللي على المستوى الجسدي. Our relationship is not on the level of the biological family but on the spiritual family. We are family. Family. We are close to each other when we are in the church. ربنا يدينا كل نعمة وكل بركة ونتعلم من العذراء ازاي سلمت حياتها وازاي الست العذراء خدمت بأمانة اليصابات وغيرها، وازاي الست العذراء دورت على ابنها وما استراحتش الا لما لقيته، وازاي الست العذراء ايضا تشفعت من اجل الناس في عرس قانا الجنين. ربنا يدينا نعمة وبركة عشان نتشبه بيها ونستحق فعلا ان يدعى علينا اخوة الرب او اخوات الرب أو أمهات الرب. لإلهنا كل مجد وكرامة من الآن وللأبد.